This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Today's story appeared in the Roseau Times Region on July 3, 1999, and was written by Ann Dustal in memory of her grandma, Mary Dustal. Here are just some of the memories that I have of Grandma. As a young girl, we would often sit together in her rocking chair watching General Hospital, Wheel of Fortune, and Jeopardy, her favorite shows. It was there she taught me how to knit and cross-stitch. When my parents were milking cows, I would sneak out of my chores and go to Grandma's to have a bowl of Kix. Tang and Kix were the big things at Grandma Mary's house, but she always had fresh cookies and treats for my brothers and me. She always had cutout cookies at every holiday, waiting for me to frost them. Before I started kindergarten, I would go with her on the first day of school to deliver fresh flowers to the teachers. She would take me along to visit her friends in the nursing homes. I remember visiting Ann Fleetcheck, and our whole conversation would be her asking me what my name was. Whenever my parents would go on a trip, I would stay at my grandma's, and she would let me sleep with her in her freezing bed. It was really chilly, but we would get extra quilts. I have a special baby quilt, afghan, and my own quilt that she made for me. One of the things Grandma really loved to do was attend the World Summer Theater. She took Auntie Sylvia and me along many times. She loved attending baseball games. My mother would say I could go to a game if I found a ride. My best friend Andrea and I would go over to Grandma's and ask her. She would always take us. Grandma always had pretty flower beds and nice vegetable gardens. We would help her pick apples, so she would make her famous apple jelly. If she went for a walk, I would ride my bike or walk with her. Jake and Bingo, our dogs, would come with us. Every year since I was little, she would ask me to come over and wrap Christmas presents. I always had to wrap my own too, but I never looked because it would ruin the surprise. I would also help her make Santa bags for the whole family. Tradition was very important to Grandma. We have back-to-school picnics with my cousins at the Badger Park. My brothers and cousins would join us. The Roseau Fair was a big event to her. I would go to the fair and sit at the milk booth and talk to all of her friends. She would have lots of exhibits and many Grand Champion ribbons. I would mow her lawn and she always wanted to give me quarters as a thank you. I never wanted them, but she would sneak them into something for me. It was traumatic to Grandma when her car was stolen and found on the reservation burned. That was the first time ever that she had to go to the police station. We took a trip together to visit my auntie and uncle in Hazen, North Dakota. We drove to Grand Forks and took a bus the rest of the way. It was a fun trip. In the winter, she would always ride with us to church. She liked to be early, but with our farming schedule, she would just go with the flow. I am thankful that we lived so close. I got to spend so much time with her and have lots of fun memories. Everything we did was an adventure. I miss her dearly, but am so thankful for our memories. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories. And thanks to Ann Dostal for writing this nice memory of her grandma. I hope all of your Mother's Days are happy and that you write down your memories of your own mom and grandmothers. If you're willing to share them with the Roseau Museum, that would be even better.